Hello, everyone, and welcome to CView Quantum Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with producer Claudia Pareco. Our opening song features Sunset Serenade by Cycloned. Albums and singles are available in all music stores and platforms. A moment of your time is one of the most extraordinary gifts we could ever be given. Each week, we create a place for you to rest your heart by providing the platform for peaceful connection to the most gifted light workers, intuitive, alternative healers who will surprise you with something different, something outside of what's expected, innovative and unique. Our shows are held on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time and 9 a.m. Pacific time. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Take My Call. At any moment before or during the show, you can opt for Take My Call and jump the long line of callers. We are now following the Pay What You Can business model. You pay what you feel our services are worth to you. You can send a payment using paypal.me/PUREPCO and add the amount that you want. To request a show, please write to Claudia Pareco at cview1111@gmail.com or visit our website, cview1111.net. Now, close your eyes and get in touch with the present, the only reality. Feel your body, feel your breath, and let it drift back to the present moment.
Welcome, everybody, to CView 2024. Today, we present another episode of The Shift of the Ages with a topic titled Quantum Mind with Dr. James Molnick. And beautiful souls, in this episode of The Shift of the Ages, Dr. James Molnick will embark on a profound journey into the depths of consciousness, exploring the timeless mysteries of our existence. As we think into what interconnectedness means, and this is the connection between time and space, we awaken to the boundless potential within each of us. Dr. James Molnick is a seasoned explorer of the holistic health and metaphysical realms. Dr. James has dedicated over 3 decades to unraveling the mysteries of existence. Drawing wisdom from above, she channels profound insights to guide us on our journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Today, join us as we embark on a transformative exploration, tapping into the boundless wisdom of the cosmos. Join us and get ready to understand one more aspect of our hidden potential. Remember that to contact Jane, you can contact her directly outside of the show at her website, ultimatehealing.com. You can also go to biofieldclearing.com or you can contact her by phone, 828-777-JANE. And now let's bring Jane to the show and she will also tell us about her upcoming classes that everyone should take, as I have. Jane, thank you for being here. We are so happy to have you to talk about this topic of the quantum mind, discovering the infinite universe within. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Claudia. I'm always happy to come back. I mean, it's always fun to kind of do some of these talks and share information with people because it's such an important time for us to be doing this. You know, everybody knows that there's kind of a low level of anxiety out there. Things are changing in a huge way. And people know something big is coming, right? It's a very unique time in our history, like I've talked about before, as we go through this great shift of the ages. So it's really like nothing we've ever experienced before. And it's really important to open your awareness, you know, open your mind and your potential, your ability, so you can see a much bigger picture. Because there's so much good and wonderful stuff out there, and there's so much bad stuff out there as well. So we really have to pay attention to what we are focusing on and choosing. So you might know that the magnetic fields of the Earth are really rapidly declining. The pulse or the heartbeat of the Earth, known as the Schumann resonance, is changing greatly. For many, many, many years, it was 7.87 hertz for a long time, which is a very slow, gentle wave. All mammals, all of our brains have been entrained to it. But now it's been rising rapidly. We're getting amazing shifts. Some days it can increase to over 100 hertz, like it spikes up, and we feel the fluctuation. Our bodies are also changing. You know, it seems like time is speeding up, doesn't it? So this is really the great shift of the ages that I've been talking about. We're actually leaving the fourth age and entering the fifth age, which will be the age of light. So there's a lot of good coming, but when you change and break down the old structures, you make a mess. And then you build what you're choosing that's even better, right? So this is our opportunity to become better people. Indigenous cultures, as well as extraterrestrial cultures, are all watching us, and they're wanting us to get back to being more connected to nature with respect for the living Earth and all living things. So our emotions are constantly sending vibes into our body. The lower emotions can really zap our energy field, draining us, causing all kinds of health challenges as our frequency drops. Toxins, poor processed food, I mean, a lot of garbage food is out there. Drinking water that has a lot of chemicals and toxins in it, fluoride and so forth. Our air and water have been polluted. It all affects us. We have to be aware. We have to change this. So we're really going through big changes, and we're asking for greater and deeper knowingness and healing. We have to honor life. Remember who you really are, the divine, unlimited being that we really are, each and every one of us. It's really important for us to be aware of that. So we must start living closer to the earth, more connected to our true spiritual nature. But we've relied so heavily lately on technology for the last few decades that many, many people have come away from even their spiritual or intuitive knowingness. So did you know that our cells, every single cell in your body, has 1.7 volts of energy? So if you have 50 trillion cells, and sometimes they say 70 trillion cells, I'm not sure who counts them, but it creates a tremendous amount of energy. We are electrical beings. We are like batteries. But for so many of us, our power is low. It's like our charge is low. We need to recharge ourselves. So the path of external technologies has been pushed so far, but now we have to come back to our inner self and our biological processor that we have inside of us. We have to bring it to a balance point. So we're creating a new world together. Forget about all the little distractions that come to us every single day, right? It's a blink of an eye, basically. We have much more important and serious things to pay attention to. We're connected to an infinite field of energy, of potential, the universal consciousness that's infinite. Everything you could possibly think is already there. It's already present. It's already created. And you know, the language of DNA in ourselves and in all life, it's all in ourselves, the language of all life. We carry it inside of us. So what we're finding is science and spirituality actually have to go together. Quantum physics, which I absolutely love, is proving so much. Right now, we're creating a quantum consciousness because we are multidimensional beings. We have so much potential. So on a geological scale, we've only been here for the blink of an eye. If our Earth is millions of years old, our universe is 13.5 billion years old. I remember reading a book back in the 90s put out by the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And one of the things he said is if you were to put the history of the Earth on the Empire State Building, the time that humans have been here is only the very top layer of paint on the roof. I mean, that's how brief our period has been here. There's just so much out there. So there's this energetic grid that we're all connected to. There's only one consciousness, but it's separated into trillions of cells, trillions of beings. We all have a purpose. We all contribute. We all have our differences as well. We can't all be the same or life would not exist. We really have to have those unique abilities. So, sorry, I need a drink of water. So in the mass divine consciousness, we are always collecting data. We're collecting and sending data and info from source 24/7. We're putting out information and we're taking in information 24/7. Quantum physics tells us that there's a divine consciousness and we are part of it. We are created from it. We contain it. We're like a fractal of it inside of us. The connecting of material man to spiritual man, this connecting link is the intellectual man, the mind. For humans, we have the potential to be consciously aware. And we're really in the early stages of waking up to our potential. Yet we only use a small portion of it, like 10%. You know, the universe runs on natural laws, right? Your subconscious mind remembers everything. Everything you've ever done, said, read, seen, thought, everything, it's all retained in your subconscious mind. They've proven this under hypnosis that by accessing the subconscious mind, science has studied this. The human brain is downloading 24/7 as well as uploading, sending out information that affects the entire universe and collection field of consciousness. So what are you putting out there? The neocortex in our brain is part of the cerebral cortex. It's higher functioning with conscious thought and spatial reasoning. Your subconscious mind is the 90% that we're not always aware of, but that's really running the show. You know, our conscious awareness is only 10% of our mind. It's in the prefrontal cortex. The other 90%, if you've heard my talks before, you've heard me talk about this, is in our subconscious mind and our unconscious mind. So we only have 10% that we're really consciously aware of. And so many people just live in their heads in a limited realm. Did you know that light is intelligence? It carries information. It sends information. Light is a wave, a light wave, and it becomes a particle when consciousness observes it. You've probably heard that. We appear to be solid objects, but we are sort of solid matter, and we're also a wave of light. The reason why we appear solid is because a healthy human being pulses at 62 to 68 megahertz, which is million pulses per second. So it looks like we are solid, but we're actually just vibrating at such a high pulse that it appears that way. There's also a tremendous amount of light there. When you are sick, ill, when your frequency goes down, it changes a little bit. So light has intelligence, right? The more light that you bring into your cells, it increases your vibration. So we have solar flares that have been coming out like crazy recently. And with the solar flares carries all this intelligent information, vibration, and ascension information, which we are receiving. And it is helping us to ascend, to open up our potential to a much greater and higher degree so that we can become more consciously aware, multidimensional beings, right? So absorb more light into your cells. It increases your vibration. Now, even getting out into the sunshine and just drink up some of that light energy for a bit. So why do you think they're doing all these chemtrails? There's several reasons, of course, but it also diminishes the light reaching our planet. science has proven that photosynthesis has reduced by more than 20% since they've been doing these chemtrails for quite a while now. But the solar flares keep happening. They're sending information, carrying these light waves to us to support this shift. Did you know that every atom in your body, and like I said, there's trillions of them, is conscious, is aware? Did you know that we only see 2% of the actual light spectrum? We see like the colors of the rainbow. Think of it like a prism, right? It breaks down into the rainbow colors. But what we don't see, the other 98%, is UV rays, gamma waves, infrared waves, X-rays, cosmic rays. All these things are invisible. We'd go nuts if we had to see them, basically, right? So what about all the EMF waves that are carrying billions of tons of information in our air, like radio waves, TV, Wi-Fi, satellites, smart devices, cell phone towers, all these things? They're actually aggressive information-carrying waves that are not very harmonic to the human body. We're bombarded by these artificial information-carrying waves constantly, but we can't see them, so we don't think about it. But they do have an effect on our biology. The human mind can only see between 430 and 770 tetrahertz, so we have a limited range there. Our audible abilities, our hearing, our listening, are also very limited. We only hear a certain limited spectrum of sound. You know, animals, dogs, bears, whales, they can hear thousands of times more than we can. Our human ears can only detect sound between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz, which is like 20,000 hertz. So it's really a fraction of the total light and sound frequency range. And there's a lot going on that we don't realize, we don't see, we don't hear, we don't know. All the information that's ever been put out there still exists. Even think about like old TV shows from when you were a little kid. You know, I mean, look at how many channels and shows there are now. How much music, how much news, how much information, everything, it's still being broadcast. Do you know distant futures can still hear them? Nothing ever dies. The energy just keeps expanding and going out. So it's interesting. It's opening our eyes to some more. So if we're actually feeding the heart with compassion, with kindness, with peace, with caring, appreciation, and gratitude, it's helping us affect matter. Those are very high vibration, vibrating energies. And it really creates our reality. But what if we're constantly sending out thoughts of fear, anxiety, guilt, shame, blame, distrust, or doubt? What are we creating? Difficulties and more problems. So think about a tuning fork. You know, a tuning fork, what you're tuned into is what you're going to attract. Like you're going to attract more like-minded people to your energy field. If you're constantly thinking, oh my God, we're doomed, this is terrible, this is fear, you're going to attract more of that because you are a creator. So be very aware. We really have to be diligent about this. Do you know that every single planet, and there are billions of them, has its own unique sound, its own unique vibration? So all information that's been out there still exists. So our consciousness is a tool of communication as well as creating, right? So many studies have been done on this. If you're aware of Lynn McTaggart, she wrote the book The Field. When she uses focused thought, she did these studies using mass intention, not meditation, but the parts that make us feel separate turn off when we have mass intention. Worry, doubt, negativity, it turns off when we feel like we're connected to the grid of collective consciousness. Ecstatic oneness with the intention experiment creates a 33 to 40% increase in people being healed, better and more peaceful lives. For those who practice it daily, 66% have improved lives. And you may have heard of the Maharishi effect of collective meditation, right? It's a transformational tool. It affects communities at large. It decreases accidents, crime, violence. It creates a coherent field, coherence in our heart as well. And it affects the harmony in that region. So what about ourselves? The more we can use meditation and intention, it affects us constantly. So love and gratitude are very high frequencies. Putting the intention of these into our water or our food, like with prayer, creates a measured increase in the vibration. And our bodies are over 70% water, so we're totally affected by thoughts, whether it's, you know, love and gratitude or if it's hate and fear and anger. That affects our bodies on a cellular level. So the placebo effect is massive. Our beliefs can heal or transform anything. It can bring this planet into peace, understanding, and compassion for all living beings. We have that power within. We just don't realize it. It's been kept kind of hidden from us. Actually, a good part of our strands of DNA were turned off down to the two strands to keep us limited. It's changing. Do you know your thoughts influence people around the world? Think about the butterfly effect. We're more telepathic than we realize. And this should be an innate ability that we all can master and use. So start practicing it. If you want, I actually have a two-part, two-hour webinars, part one and two on this, that you can access through ultimatehealing.com. It's pre-recorded. You can click on it and download the PDF. So if you go to ultimatehealing.com, just click on classes and scroll down to the bottom. There's two classes on telepathy. Anyway, getting back to this, what we want to experience, we must become now in the present time. Our thoughts shape our reality as well as the collective reality. So what are you contributing to the collective field? How are you contributing? Every single atom in your body, like I said, this trillions, is intelligent. It's constantly listening to you. We can use so much more of our abilities if we just decide to learn, to practice, to expand more. So DNA, this is so fascinating to me, stores digital bits of information. Do you know 1 gram of DNA can store 80 billion copies of information? And it's also wireless. It sends out and receives information constantly, just like Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is light. We are carrying, broadcasting, receiving and downloading information constantly. You are like a super microprocessor, that you have that ability within you. It far exceeds, actually, computers. So the universe is made of matter, energy, and light. So physics and alchemy are proving this and so much more right now. You can experience much higher truth through the transformation of thought. All darkness will be illuminated for you. As you raise your vibration frequency, you'll be able to see the truth, the light. The darkness that has been ruling this earth for thousands of years, this past age, it was actually an age of dark, is now coming into the light, and it can't sustain itself anymore. It's dissolving. It's going away as we enter this new age of light. So our consciousness is like a supercomputer. We have magnetite crystals in our brain, billions of them. All birds, animals, mammals, they use them to navigate migratory paths. And we have them too, but we don't utilize them nearly as much. Have you ever felt like you were going in the wrong direction and you just knew it? Or you just felt like things were off? You know, I mean, that's part of your senses. We've been disconnected or limited for years, basically, kind of going in the wrong direction. So we can regain this through intention, through meditation, practice, expanding our awareness abilities, through thoughtfulness, practicing, expanding our consciousness. The veil is lifting, and these frequencies are rising and ascending. Do you know you can activate and upgrade your DNA by accelerated learning, utilizing focused and disciplined mind with intention, imagination, and practice, making a conscious commitment to yourself to do this? It allows you to tap into the quantum field, accessing memory and information codes and so much more. If you're not instructing your DNA is always listening to you, remember? And are you telling it, oh my God, I'm sick, I have this autoimmune disease, things aren't working out, whatever. Your DNA is going to respond to that. But if you're not instructing your DNA, you can guarantee someone or something else is. Isn't that amazing? Your DNA is constantly sending and receiving info on multidimensional levels. You are a multidimensional being. The neocortex in your brain and the magnetite crystals in our brains provide us with our own technology device. It allows us to download and transmit, to upload info. We're doing it all the time. That's how great ideas come in. When people say they're getting a download, they actually are. All info already exists. So think about artists, musicians, writers, healers. They're always kind of in a higher state of awareness. It's an intuitive state where you're downloading information. But you really have to discern the info that you receive. Many of my own insights, like even with biofield clearing technique that I developed with my guides, was mostly a download. It incorporated all that I already knew, and part of that knowing was the intuitive process over many years of knowing I needed to do this, I needed to learn that, I needed to do this, and then they brought it all together for me and said, okay, now you have to put this together. So we have highly dense regions in each hemisphere of our brain, which helps us to download universal consciousness. So why do you think they keep us distracted? We have so many things now in life to distract us. We have all kinds of movies and video games and news and sports and music and excess work and busyness. So we don't have time to quiet the mind and just be, to pay attention. It keeps us limited. So this is real science. Quantum physics is proving it all the time. So it's time we all wake up to a higher state of awareness. But we need to develop a practice with intention to expand our abilities. How do you think people can heal themselves just using the power of their mind, their thoughts, and their intentions? So many people have done it before. I mean, even with supplements, I've noticed over the years, you know, you can, and, you know, as a naturopathic doctor and health practitioner for like 36 years, you can take all kinds of things, but if you don't believe or direct it to what it's going to do, then the function might be limited. It's really quite amazing. So, basically, as your frequency upgrades, as you increase your frequency, your intuition becomes stronger. You become more sensitive to energy. To energy, people, and places. I know I certainly have. The more spiritually attuned you are, the more sensitive you are to all energy, all life. You can feel more. You know, the Akashic Records, the record of all life, is real. It actually exists. All info cannot be destroyed. All thoughts you think, books you read, things you see or have done can affect others, and it goes into the collective field. You can walk into a room full of people with positive energy, and everyone feels it. Everyone turns and looks at you and smiles, right? You impact everyone. But if you're full of anger, you've got negative thoughts going on, you have resentment, everyone feels that too. And what happens? People back away, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to go there. So try this out. Next time you go into a store, let's say the grocery store, stop for a moment and feel the energy of the people. Feel the energy of the food or the items. And then next time you go to a different store or a discount food store, stop and feel the energy of it. Go into a medical center or a hospital or even into a school and feel the energy. Does it feel good? Is it high vibrational? Does it feel mediocre? Does it feel like, look, I just kind of want to get out of here, right? Can you discern the difference? Use your awareness. Send your awareness out. Scan the area and see what you feel and notice. We just never really take the time to do that or have the intention to do that. But take some time and practice that. Or you might go to a party or, you know, a pub or something and feel the energy of the place and the people. Does it feel like a good place to be? You know, you'll know. You can also do a practice called quantum walking. It's one of the things that I teach in my Awaken My Innate Abilities course. When you walk outside in nature, stop and just take a slow walk. Feel into a tree. What does it feel like? Feel into a rock, flowing water, flowers, birds. Spend some time with each item and feel their presence. Feel what they're contributing. What are they aware of? Can you communicate with them? All things have energy. So inside of each atom are electrons, which are conscious. They're microcosms of the macrocosm. It's amazing. We're all fractals of the God consciousness of unlimited power and potential. Every single one of us, every single living being, including our planets, are created from this. You directly affect the entire planet. Remember that, the butterfly effect. Start choosing your words, your thoughts more wisely. If we're spreading fear and propaganda that we've been told to, lies over and over again, without even questioning it, which many are, we're contributing to the dumbing down and limiting of the human condition. We need to ascend to a higher state of conscious awareness. So, transmitting light waves or info is like telekinesis. Telepathy, you know, transmitting communication between beings, should be an innate ability. In fact, it's something that will continue to develop over the next decade. Are you ready for that? Are you aware of that? I mean, maybe you do that already with your partner or your pets. You feel, you know exactly what they're saying, what they're needing, what they're communicating to you, sometimes with just a look. That's part of it, right? So think about the internet. It connects us all instantly around the world. And it's really showing you every single thing is a microcosm of the macrocosm. We have that ability inside of us. Now think of our inner net. Our atoms store data. The history of the entire universe is already held within you. The human body can store 13.5 billion years of data within you. That's years of data, which happens to also be the age of the universe. Isn't that fascinating? So it's truly held within you, the entire universe. But can you access more than you have? Your records, the records of your soul from all time, is available to us. If you are eternal, which we are, all energy is eternal, you know, we've lived many thousands of years perhaps, and we have many more to go. So you are a huge database. The power is truly within you. You just have to learn how to access it. Human beings are actually the most coveted and diverse beings in the universe. Many star nations are watching over us, even assisting us in this amazing time, this amazing shift, because it affects the entire universe, what happens here on this planet. Can you expand your awareness to encompass perhaps your own ancestors from the stars? Do you know they say that human DNA contains at least 22 different star nations' DNA? We've all come from different places. We don't have to be afraid of that. If you can realize your true power, your true potential, you can create universes. You're that powerful. We are divine creators. We have so much more potential within us, but we're barely using it. We've been kept for a very long time in struggle, in trauma, in limitations, in distractions for a very long time. Our ancestors have as well. Perhaps now is the time for us to experience more of our conscious potential. Do you know, like I said, when we only access 10% of our mind, which is conscious, which we are aware of, the other 90% is the subconscious and unconscious mind. Have you ever heard the saying that it's like having a huge mansion, but you forget that you have it and you only live on the porch? Isn't that amazing? That's what that means. We have so much more potential in our mind. We actually have so much more potential in our heart field. Our heart is like 1,000 times more powerful than our mind. But there's just so much within us, which is really what I'm trying to share. And you are not a victim where you think things happen to you. If you do, if you're constantly saying and blaming others outside of you, things are happening to you, you are, it's a lower level of conscious awareness. But then you start to realize that you're also a manifester, where things happening by you, right? You decide, you create choices, for yourself. You know, you're making things happen in your life. You're saying, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to do this. And this is what really attracts my attention. This is what I'd like to learn more of, whatever it is. Okay? You decide by your choices. Do you know you are also a channeler where things happen through you? You download info and insights. You're a conscious being where things happen also as you, just in the state of being, just quieting the mind, being with the present, be who you are right in the present. So often we spend our mind being in the past, you know, or worrying about the future. And so many of us spend all day long in our heads, right? We're thinking, analyzing, figuring, labeling, judging, blaming. That's the 10%, like being only living on the porch, realizing behind you you have this huge, beautiful mansion, but you forgot to use it. Think about that. These are the many stages of our awakening. When we bring the intentional energy of peace, of love, of kindness and compassion to the world, we're lifting it up. We're raising the vibration of the whole collective field. We're contributing. And then we attract better experiences for us to enjoy. So as we're trying to manifest this new age of light, they call it Blessed Gaia, which will be a time of just beauty and prosperity and sharing and supporting each other. There won't be any wars and fighting and killing and rape and whatever. It's like all that stuff will go away. Many of the higher vibrating conscious beings on different star systems that are fifth dimensional, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, they don't even do things like that. They look at this planet and go, oh my God, these people are still so barbaric. They're fighting and killing each other and they don't even think about the impact. You know, that's got to stop. That's really got to stop. So we really have to realize our true potential. So without the fear and the doubt and the distractions, we wouldn't tolerate these limitations that have been put upon us. We've been kept limited and controlled by fear. But we have so much potential that we are barely using it. I mean, it's really why they've kept us limited and distracted, because the powers that be, they want to greedily take all of our power, our energy, and our money, and keep us in a low level, because then we're more controllable. We're like their little slaves, you know? We work hard, we send them a tremendous amount of tax money, and do whatever they tell us to do. That's changing. So there's a couple of things that I teach. It's really my passion now, more so than doing my naturopathic process that I did for so many years. But one is this powerful biofield clearing technique to assist others, because we can easily and quickly identify the underlying subconscious limitations, the fears, the emotions, the blocks, the cords, the beliefs, everything that's keeping us limited, that's in our subconscious. They often come from many generations back. We can inherit them from our ancestors in our DNA or our inherited family line, the issues that didn't get healed, or even issues from our past life that haven't been resolved. They keep showing up in this lifetime for us to heal them once and for all. They keep coming in front of our face. Why does this keep happening to me? Right? We all have them, or we wouldn't be here. So once we can identify these things, we can clear, neutralize, and dissolve them, turn them off so they're no longer triggers. We also use specific healing charts to see what do you need to realign with your highest and true self, and we infuse that energy in. It's really a beautiful sacred practice. And how we do it is we actually access, with your permission, your own guides, angels, ancestors, your higher self, to assist this process. So to find out more, if you're interested in this, or to learn this technique, maybe for yourself, for your family, or if you're some kind of health or energy practitioner, you want to do it for your clients. It can go with so many different practices. Go to biofieldclearing.com. And just click on course info. It's really an 8-week Zoom training online. It starts April 24th, and you can become certified if you'd like to work with others. I have certified practitioners in a number of countries around the world now, but you can also use it for yourself, which is excellent. So I also have a new training coming up called Awaken My Innate Abilities, which is actually a 3-month training and practice. Having a 2-hour interactive Zoom class every other week. It's going to be on Saturday mornings, late morning. So between classes, you'll have time to do very specific practices to explore and expand our consciousness and our creative abilities using much more of your consciousness. And then we're going to share these abilities, these findings with each other. We're going to have an email group. It's going to be a limited class size as well. So first, we handle any limiting beliefs that may keep us from doing this. So we may have embedded beliefs that keep us from succeeding in so many areas of our lives. So we'll explore that. And then we're going to go into a variety of different practices because you don't have to keep your consciousness in your head. You can expand it out. I'm going to leave you with a couple of practices here too. So this is for folks who are really committed to an inner practice, to explore, practice, and develop many new techniques that will be life-changing. I know when I first entered intensive training back in the early 90s, it blew my mind. And my life shot up like a rocket. It was like, oh my God, I was so much more aware of who I am, what I do, how I create, what I want. It was just amazing to me. So then I wanted to teach it. But now you can experience many of these things too, if you're interested. Go to Ultimate Healing, that's my personal website, ultimatehealing.com, and click on classes. And you'll find the info and the registration there. You can also contact me, like Claudia said. You can even email me at info@ultimatehealing.com. You can also book an appointment with me if you want to try out or experience a biofield clearing session for yourself, or an intuitive spiritual healing in which I connect with and access your Akashic records, as well as your guides, angels, and ancestors for more info, insights, and inner healing. These are 90-minute sessions, and I also record them. So we have so much potential, we have to start utilizing more of it. And I hope you are. There's so many wonderful spiritual books out there and leaders and healers that are teaching so much. So one of the practices I want to share with you is the practice of self-observation. So spend time every day putting your awareness up above your head, like a foot or two, and connect with your higher self, your soul self. Your higher self is always neutral, loving, and compassionate. And even though you might be talking to someone, watch yourself, observe yourself from your higher self during the day. Watch and observe how you're talking to people. What are you saying? Watch when you're fearful. Watch when you're doing regular chores. What are you thinking about? Just practice observing yourself. Become a master observer. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying? Are you trying to convince others of something? What are you afraid of? What are you drawn to? Just watch, that's all. You don't have to judge it or label it. When we observe with our higher self mind, like I said, it's very neutral and compassionate. And we watch our monkey mind, the incessant thoughts that just keep going and drive us crazy, you know, the monkey mind will actually quiet down. That incessant ego self wants to always judge and analyze everything. That logical, analytical mind. But we need to get more into our spiritual mind. When we watch how we're being with others, we naturally correct our behavior if we're watching ourselves. So just watch, observe, and listen from your higher self state of mind. Be neutral, loving, and compassionate. That's all. See what happens when you practice self-observation. That's one simple thing you can start to do. You're actually putting your awareness outside of your head, your little ego mind, right? And so practice that. Here's another little exercise I want to leave you with as well. So what you can do is sit for a moment, quiet your mind, take some deep breaths. Breathe deep into our belly, all the way down our spine with a long, slow exhale. Do you know when we're stuck in our head all the time, we tend to breathe shallow from the neck up. Start breathing deep. Whenever you think about it, take some deep breaths into your heart, into your belly, all the way down your spine, with a long, slow exhale that relaxes the stress response. So once you feel calm and relaxed, say to yourself, I have been here in this universe for like 500 years. And feel what that feels like. And then say, I have been here for like 1,000 years. Feel what that feels like. I have been here for like 500,000 years in this universe. Let your awareness expand into what that could really feel like, how expansive and vast that is. And then say to yourself, I have been here for like 1,000,000 years. What does that feel like? I have been here doing this for 500 million years. That's why I'm here, to assist. I have been here for 1,000,000,000 years. I've been here for 500 billion years. Keep going. I've been here for like 1,000,000,000 years, since the beginning of time, in this vast, infinite, not just a universe, not just one universe, the multi-universe. But right now, it's just the blink of an eye. This is an amazing journey that we are on. We're all in this together. See how you can expand your awareness. You can observe things from a higher state of consciousness, a higher state of awareness. There's a lot of different tools, excuse me, and techniques that I want to share and teach so you can practice these things and see what happens. And I want to have students, you know, write down what you do and what did you experience. And it's so wonderful when we share this as a group, because somebody might have this amazing experience that you go, oh my gosh, I never thought of doing it that way. I'm going to try that. You know, and we all share and we just expand upon each other. So it's really a wonderful group collective training, in a sense. So that will end up being like a 3-month training over a period of time. So if you want to join me with that, I'd be very happy to have you do so. But I want you to stop and consider raising your vibration, your potential, your frequency, your knowledge, your awareness. Raise it up. And one thing to pay attention to that will really increase your frequency, which increases your intuitive state and expands your consciousness state too as you increase it, is pay attention to the food you eat. There is so much garbage and crap in processed food, bioengineered food, GMO food, fake foods. Forget about the fake foods. Really read your labels. Think about what you're putting into your body to drink. You want fresh spring, well water, pure water. If you're drinking tap water, city water, there's a lot of chemicals and fluoride in that to bring your potential down and to block your pineal gland. It either needs to be triple filtered or you need to buy really good spring water. If you use reverse osmosis, that takes all the impurities out of the water, but it also takes all minerals out of your water. Your brain requires tons of trace minerals to function well. So put some drops of liquid minerals if you use reverse osmosis water. So think about chemicals that you're using in your home, in your gardens, you know, even body care products. Get rid of all the chemicals. You absorb them right through your skin, you know, through everything. So have a really clean, healthy awareness of what you're putting into your body and what you're putting out of your body. Are you judging people? Are you gossiping? Are you saying things? Or are you just, you know what? Every single one of us on this planet is going through challenges. Every single person comes onto this planet to go through challenges. It's part of how we evolve and learn. There's no need to judge anything, good or bad. There really isn't. You know, I know some things are totally bad and evil, and some things are totally amazing that we can't even comprehend. And the amazing thing about human beings is we have such a wide range of potential experiences within that. Where a lot of other cultures, star cultures, marvel at us for our ability to be resilient in so many different experiences that we have. You know, so have compassion for other people, for your friends, your family, your community, for the world. Know that we're all in this together. Some people are more behind than we are in their evolutionary stage. There's no need to judge that. The people who are way ahead of us in this evolutionary range are here to help us, to assist us, and teach us. What is your divine purpose and your divine destiny? Are you here to assist people? Are you here to contribute in a positive manner? Because it's essential. It's important. So step up to your destiny. Step up to your purpose. Step up to your potential. Learn more. Expand more. Practice more. Do more. Become more of who you truly are. We were in a limited range for a very, very long time. But that's going away, right? We're ascending, we're increasing our vibration. So there's no stopping it. You know, this whole ascension process is happening. And we don't have to really be afraid of it. We're going to have things that may come up that are really meant to kind of shock people into waking up and going, what? You know, I'm not choosing that. I don't want to experience that. And things can be difficult for some people, but we're actually moving into a time where things are going to get better and better and better. You're going to have much more prosperity and abundance. You're not going to have to work as hard. We're all going to contribute to sharing to our communities, our local communities, instead of all these huge corporations taking our power and our money and our resources away. Bring it back to your local community, your local family, your neighbors. Support everybody. Because when we do that, nobody has lack. When we increase the amount of friendship in the world, everything improves. Our need for hospitals and prisons and all kinds of stuff diminishes. Because we become healthier, we take care of each other, we support each other. The suffering goes down when we share what it is we need, right? So there's a lot to think about here. Feel free to share this with friends or family if you choose. And I want to ask Claudia if you have any particular questions that may come up. If anybody has questions, please go ahead and ask, and I'm happy to share. So is there anything in particular, Claudia, that comes up?
Yes. I was asking with the chart, and I was asking the chart, what is it that at this moment to finish this transmission of light would help us or in clearing out of our energy fields this block when we are desiring to access our quantum mind? And I was going to ask you, Jane, would you please help us clear out the fear of authenticity, which is in a way an inner challenge where we want to access our quantum mind, but there's something inside of us that is afraid to express our true self. And so we create these internal barriers that restrict the flow of energy and consciousness within us. So can we clear this fear that is sometimes related to past experiences of judgment, rejection, or criticism, and thus do this for the whole humanity, please?
Okay, that's a big question. And the thing is, it's not just one little thing that we have to clear and boom, everybody's good. You know? So that fear of authenticity, of being who we truly are, expressing who we are, that is so essential. If you want to have a healthy, prosperous life, if you want to have healthy relationships, you have to be authentic. You have to speak your truth, and it has to come from your heart, not from your mind. But what you're noticing, especially if there's someone here that's done biofield clearing and you're accessing the charts too, is we have so many limiting beliefs that we have been taught from our ancestors, from our family, from our society, from our media. I mean, there's just so many limiting beliefs. We have fears of being judged or condemned because think about even like all the healers like a few hundred years ago, they thought they were witches doing witchcraft. How can you possibly heal? And they would burn them at the stake or they would dunk them in the water till they drowned. They would do these horrible things to them. They would outcast them. So there's actually many things that we have been taught to just shut your mouth and be quiet and don't say anything, or you could be in trouble. You could be attacked. That's still happening today. The censorship here is actually off the charts. You know, they don't want us to wake up and know the truth. So a lot of stuff is, you know, we're being targeted or censored. So, you know, asking to clear this for all humanity right now, I can work on that because every time we clear any bit of it, it contributes to clearing the whole. So I'm going to do a very quick clearing process right here. Let me get out my clearing. So what I'm going to do is one of these advanced practices. So for everyone listening, feel into the energy. You might want to close your eyes and just feel it. So we now create this powerful magnetic multidimensional vortex for everyone here, everyone listening, for all of humanity on this living planet Earth to go into your energy field, into all time, all space, all dimensions, all layers, and all lifetimes, releasing, deactivating, and dissolving any and all fears, beliefs, limitations, judgments, and condemnation that have been held within you, including all energies related to this. Release all negative energies and influences right now for the entire collective consciousness. Going back into the light. To be released and healed for the highest good of all, we allow them to be cleared and deactivated right now. Easily, safely, gently, and completely. And allow this process to continue for absolutely everyone until it is absolutely complete. And we thank you for this release, and we're truly grateful for this healing, and so it is. Okay, I locked it in. So I was creating an energetic vortex of light, like a toroidal field of light for the collective field. But since we did that and we're clearing stuff, I also want to do a healing spin for the collective consciousness, if that's okay with you. Let's infuse some very high divine golden light. All right? I use these ancient Egyptian healing pendulums based on sacred geometry. This one is called the Golden Hue. It brings the highest vibration of all. Take a breath. Feel into the energy. We now infuse your energy field for each and every one of us, everyone here listening, everyone here on this beautiful planet Earth, the collective field, filling you with this beautiful, loving, healing energy of divine golden light, pouring down into your energy field, pouring down into your hearts and souls, bringing in the energy of love and truth and awareness and compassion, bringing in the energy of accessing your unlimited potential every day, more and more every day, is what I should say, knowing that this is the highest aspect of your true self. This is the full expression and alignment with your inner soul. It releases anything that no longer serves you, but fills you now with rich fulfillment, true and lasting healing and inner joy into your life in every way, every day. And for this, we are truly grateful. Thank you so much. And so it is. May you be divinely blessed. Thank you. Take a breath and just breathe that energy in. Accept it. Infuse it in your energy field. Request every cell in your body to absorb more light and higher frequencies. Every day, put that intention out. I command my cells, my heart, my soul, to absorb more light, more energy, more vibration, and more consciousness, to be one with this unlimited, infinite universe. Thank you so much. All right. So it is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got to experience a taste of that.
Yeah. So now remember, everybody, you want more? I want more. So go to ultimatehealing.com or Biofuel Clearing. And Jane, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything else that you want to mention before we finish today?
I just want to kind of send out blessings for this world and just to hold you in the light as we go through this shift. Because for many, it's not easy. So just hold each other in compassion, kindness, and love. We all have to contribute to helping each other go through this. And it's going to be so worthwhile. So just hold that space and know that, face forward and see the future and see things getting better and better and better. All right? Thank you so much. May you all be blessed.
Thank you.